The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Are we witnessing the complete collapse of the Democrat Party in real time? What if I told you that a single horrifying murderous event and the shameless gaslighting that ensued have triggered the largest voter exodus from the Democrat Party in modern history? The assassination of Charlie Kirk 1 week ago today has done more than just shock the nation. It has fundamentally reshaped American politics in ways that Charlie could never have imagined. And it's just beginning. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a daily front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, I do have a big announcement. We talked about this yesterday, but we got a little surprise for all of you. I started a new channel. That's right. If you're looking for clear, powerful insights to make sense of the world around us in just about 60 seconds or so, check out our brand new Turley Clips channel. These are short, inspiring takes that help you think clearly so you can live courageously, rooted in timeless truths and hopeful trends. And I would really appreciate it if you would go on over there to subscribe and share it with your friends. Just click on the link below or search Turley Clips on YouTube and be sure to subscribe so you're always grounded and always ready. All right, let's dive right in here. So when 22-year-old Tyler Robinson fired that fatal shot at Utah Valley University, killing Charlie Kirk during a campus debate, he did not just silence one of conservatism's most effective voices. He exposed the toxic underbelly of Democrat rhetoric and sentiment that has been festering for years. Robinson, who's been described by authorities as someone radicalized online with leftist ideology, told his trans partner in text messages, quote, "I've had enough of Charlie Kirk's hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out." It is obvious left-wing talking points making their way into his rationale for this sickening act. But here's what's truly remarkable, horrifically so. Instead of uniting Americans in condemnation of political violence, the immediate aftermath saw Democrats celebrating Kirk's death on social media. And this grotesque display of inhumanity that likened Democrats more to Al-Qaeda than America, that ghoulish, morally reprehensible response became the final straw for millions of Americans who could no longer associate with a party that had lost its moral compass. And we are getting both data and testimonies all corroborating that more Americans than ever have finally and decisively had it with the Democrat Party. So let's start with the data. We talked about this yesterday. Our good friend Jack over at Red Eagle Politics is reporting that the GOP gained 1,200 new voter registrations in both Pennsylvania and North Carolina in just the past week. In North Carolina alone, that was four times the registrations as normal. There's been a 4x increase in GOP voter registration since Charlie's assassination. In Pennsylvania, the number of Democrats changing their registration to Republican outnumbers Republicans going Democrat by a factor of 3-1. Three times as many Democrats are switching to Republican than the other way around. In the state of Arizona, in Maricopa County, there's been nearly 1,000 new GOP registrations in just the last 3 days. I talked about this yesterday. One person who manned a voter registration booth in a blue district in Arizona reported that nearly everyone who walked by wanted to update their voter registration record. They all registered Republican, every single one of them. So the data that's coming in here suggests that if the Democrats were freaking out about hemorrhaging voters before Charlie's assassination, they ain't seen nothing yet. This isn't just political rejection. This suggests a political realignment on a massive national scale. And perhaps that's why Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat, has been calling out his party 2 days in a row that they had better change their ways or they're not going to be a viable political party anymore.
And Senator Fetterman, you've talked about that recently, calling somebody Hitler, calling somebody Nazis.
Exactly, this idea. It's like, do not ever, ever, ever compare anyone to Hitler. If not, go online and you can read up on exactly what he's responsible for. You know, 75 to 80 million lives lost in World War II. And you don't compare him to anyone. And if you do, then you will incite somebody to say, well, now I feel like I have to stop that and take them out. People have seemed to have forgotten that the president took a shot to the head. And can you imagine if that shot would have gone the way Charlie Kirk's one and what kind of condition our nation would be in? This is such a dangerous time right now. And now why? You don't need this an opportunity to share your opinions on it. Just, again, it's appalling, and allow folks enough space to grieve. The man hasn't even been buried yet. And it's like, that's why we wanted to have a conversation that we have to find a way to work together.
Well, unfortunately for Fetterman, his Democrat colleagues are doubling down on idiocy. He might want to consider walking away from this dying, decaying, declining Democrat Party. That's certainly what more people than ever are doing. Walkaway founder Brandon Strock is reporting that their office is being flooded with walkaway stories from people leaving the left in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination and the less vile reaction to it. Now, here's what's really concerning about this massive political shift. While millions of Americans are walking away from the Democrat Party, many are also waking up to a harsh financial reality that the establishment doesn't want you to know about. I just read a report that Americans are actually outliving their retirement savings, which is leaving them in a doomed position. This is really scary. And it's because their retirement has been set up the same as it was in the 1970s, using the same old default strategies. Now, this is great for financial advisors and retirement companies like BlackRock and Vanguard. They keep getting bigger while your retirement struggles to keep pace with rising expenses. These big financial companies use strategies to protect their own wealth, not yours, and they're certainly not sharing those strategies with us. But it doesn't have to be that way. My good friends over at Augusta Precious Metals have put together a very important, groundbreaking report for my audience. Now, if you have over $100,000 in your IRA, 401k, or TSP, you need to see this 2-minute report about taking control of your financial future so this doesn't happen to you. Go to turleygold.com, that's turleygold.com, or text Turley to 35052. That's 35052. You'll learn the same wealth protection strategies the elite use for themselves, but now those strategies are available to you. This is going to absolutely blow you away. Again, if you have over $100,000 in your retirement accounts and you're tired of the establishment playing by different rules, you need to contact my friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Click on that link below. Visit them at turleygold.com. Again, that's turleygold.com. Or text Turley to 35052. That's 35052. Your future self will thank you. Even in Hollywood, we're starting to see more and more celebrities walk away. Here's what actress Patricia Heaton is saying. She's calling on everyone, everyone who still has a moral conscience to leave the Democrat Party. Quote, if anybody out there was thinking about leaving the Democrat Party for their insane take on just about everything, today would be a good day to do it. And it's happening. Here's former lifelong Democrat Nicole Shanahan.
I was wrong to ever trust these people. It's like, and many Democrats are opening up to this acceptance that they were wrong, they were misguided, they were lied to. And it's all this bait and switch. And that's what the party's been. And nobody in their right mind can continue to support that.
And that's key, what Nicole just said there. That's key. That's what we're hearing from many of these former Democrats, that they're all hearing from their once fellow Democrat friends that they've all had it. They can no longer affiliate with a political party that's just gone so far off the deep end on literally every single issue. Speaking of, you know, now the new Democrat talking point is that Robinson acted, the motive here was he was acting in defense of his transgender love against the intolerance of his MAGA family. You can't make, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The killing of Charlie Kirk had nothing to do with leftist or extremist LGBT ideology. No, it was love scorned. I present to you, of course, who else? CNN.
But this is a young man who's dating a person in transition. And I'm a conservative father, and I question, let's say my daughter brought home the first guy that she brought home. I questioned the guy that he brought home. She brought home. Was the dad questioning him politically? Is this a political motivation? Or was this a psychological kind of thing?
I guess I don't know that we'll ever get into fully the minds of what happened here, but it is really horrible that Charlie Kirk was murdered by this person.
Absolutely.
Like, full stop, end of sentence. Horrifying. And whether he had, there are plenty of people who have conflicts with their parents who don't murder people. And, you know, I just think, like, we should all just acknowledge that it was a horrifying, terrible thing. And he deserves punishment for what he did because he took the life of a person.
Yeah. I mean, you just heard that. You just heard that. You just saw that. That is supposedly an advanced civil society. That was real. That wasn't a Saturday Night Live skit. That was an actual panel on a real cable news network taking serious the notion that this killing was not ideologically motivated. It was relationally motivated. And worse, it was motivated by a conservative MAGA father rejecting his son's soulmate. Simply because he was transgender. This is about transphobia. Beyond the pure and utter absurdity of these futile talking points, what's particularly absurd about what you just saw there is that Democrats think they can move past what they actually did, what their hate-filled ideology actually morphed into. They think they can move past this by hosting roundtables made up of D-list losers that nobody watches. For the exception of Scott Jennings, of course. But again, if ever there were a moment that captured the Democrats' decaying decline, their political decomposition, there it was. It's not simply that they're pushing talking points that literally resonate with no one, that just further alienate them from the American mainstream. It's that they push those talking points on platforms like CNN or Jimmy Kimmel or MSNBC that literally no one watches anymore. This is a party, this is a political movement that smells, it reeks of decay and decline. While Democrats attempt in vain to portray political violence as both sides, the evidence very clearly tells a different story, and everyone sees it. The optics are undeniable. One side riots. The other side reflects. One side turns to violence. The other vigils. One breaks out into nationwide protests. The other, worldwide prayer. The assassination of Charlie Kirk has exposed once for all to see that Democrats and Republicans are fundamentally different. We are not the same. There is no both sides. And yes, there are indeed Democrats who are increasingly recognizing that. The Hill is reporting that one Democrat donor who was confronted with the mountain of evidence that voters are leaving the party in droves brutally admitted, "Our party is failing. Our leadership is failing. Our message is failing. Why would anyone still want to be a Democrat?" That appears to be the question coming out of all of this. Why would anyone still want to be a Democrat? Charlie Kirk's assassination has become a clarifying moment for American politics. It's shown definitively which party stands for civil discourse and which celebrates violence against its opponents. The massive voter exodus from the Democrat Party isn't just about policy disagreements. It's about fundamental decency and the kind of country we want to be. The evidence is overwhelming. America is experiencing a great political realignment, triggered by the tragic death of Charlie Kirk, but rooted in years of Democrat extremism and terroristic rhetoric. The walking away isn't just beginning. It's accelerating, and it may represent the most significant political shift in a generation. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.